Okay, I'm Commissioner Brad Holden, I'll call a meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Brooks, Commissioner Van Beek, and we will deal with the first action item on the agenda for 1:30 is consider resolution changing the base salary of the pathologist position in the coroner's office. So who would like to start with that good news? I see Mr. Wagner making it to the front. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes.
Greetings. Jennifer approached me recently about some needs for her office to continue to carry on and complete their statutorily mandated duties. That has to do with a position that is very unique here at the county. We have many positions that are similar, comparable, but we have certain positions that are very, very unique. And this would be a one-of-a-kind county position. So if Jennifer's willing, I'd like her to talk a little bit about the position, the uniqueness of the position, and the benefits the position provides to the county residents.
Okay.
With Idaho being a coroner state, we have to have a doctor on hand to conduct the autopsies. So he is there to... We assist him with the autopsies. He takes his samples, examines the body, and then whatever samples he takes them to a lab, gets them ready for a slide to look under a microscope. That's a specialized position for a doctor. It's not just a regular MD. With having him with us, he's been with us on and off for 20 years. We did try some other doctors and they fell through, and he's always been there to help us and come back to work for us. But because of the population growth and the more cases we're having, our caseload has significantly increased. From a couple years ago, between 50 and 60, last year we hit 101, and right now we're already at 53. So because with that increased caseload, the time spent on doing these has also increased. What was that one?
So the increased caseload, that would compute out to roughly 160 autopsies over the course of a year. And if we were to have to contract those out, it's $2,000 per. So 160 times 2,000 is... My Caldwell High School math's any good, $320,000. And then we're also at the mercy of another entity on their schedule, their time frame, when they can get to it. So to have this position in-house and to have the relationship we have, the communication, the cooperation, there's value to the county, to county residents. But based on what we've seen in the market for this type of skill set, we feel that an increase in compensation is needed, is warranted. And we feel that it's needed fairly urgently, if you will. We don't think we can wait until October 1. We need to consider an investment in this position to ensure that county services continue uninterrupted. We are during the middle of a budget year. We try to avoid midstream adjustments, but we have to be able to take care of the people's business. I believe it's close. I believe that this change could possibly be accomplished within the approved coroner's budget for 2023. I believe it'll be very close. But if it were to require a budgetary adjustment, the cash, the funds, the county has the financial resources to take care of this. And if needed, we could include this in a fiscal year-end budgetary adjustment, if needed.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
Mr. Wagner, can you expound on what the urgency is? Or maybe the coroner could... What is the urgency of doing this right now?
Him staying and leaving.
Chairman?
Yes.
Last time we were approached as a board, I'm not sure if it was with Commissioner Dale and White or Commissioner Smith and White, but Dr. Kranz, you did make a presentation, and it was a significant salary adjustment at that time. I'm not sure what those numbers are because they're not presented here. But I'm concerned because we continue to come back through a mid-year in a budget process and say that we need, we need, we need. And this board has an interest, just like there's an interest on your side in services. We have an interest in protecting the taxpayer and what we're going to look at for the upcoming needs. And it is difficult. We don't have a picture yet of what all that's going to look like. I understand that he has tenure, and I understand that he's good at what he does, and I think the county has been responsive in trying to recruit and appreciate his position. Chairman, I'm not necessarily in favor of that. I would have liked it if we could have brought your budget and had you identify where those potential cost savings could have been realized within that budget. But we have a number of things that are outliers for the budget at the end of this year where we're going to have to open the budget, it looks like. And so I have numbers here. I don't have any market data from Kate on what that would look like for a pathologist. I know they're specialized. I've watched him work. We had a great conversation when I was there for the autopsy. He's great. But I'm gonna need more information, Chairman. There's a little bit more we could look in the coroner's budget. We could get the HR director's input on that, and then we could potentially, I don't even have a recommendation or anything from Dr. Kranz. If he's been here 20 years, you know, what's the impetus now for leaving? Because I know that you build good relationships, and I know he works well within your department. So I'm not necessarily in favor. Not that I don't think there's value in this pathologist.
What is his history of employment here? I agree with Commissioner Van Beek in the aspect of, like, all I have is the resolution here. I don't have any other information. Like, has he worked here 20 years?
He was our pathologist back in 2007 when I started. I don't know how long before that. And then he was here for several years, and then we moved to a different doctor because he wanted to move away to do his specialty. And Dr. Eliff, she only stayed for a little bit. And then Dr. Dieter stayed for 5 years, I believe-ish. And then once he left, we were left with nobody. And Dr. Kranz offered to step back in to cover us.
And when was that? Did he step back in?
2016. Oh. I wasn't here when he came back.
Chairman, I know Director Rice wants to say something, but this would make him the highest paid employee contracted or otherwise in Canyon County, and he works on a part-time basis. I mean, I understand he's on call, but 160, even if it took him all day, that's working half-time. And so he's gainfully employed somewhere else as well, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that part-time, he's there to do the autopsy, which takes an hour and a half-ish, two, depending. Homicides take longer. He still has to take those samples back, prep them, dissect them, look through the microscope. That takes longer. He has to dictate. He has to write the reports, and he has to send them out. So there's other things going on behind the scenes that take hours.
Mm-hmm. And I appreciate that. Thank you. And do we have the information the last time his salary was raised? That was 2 or 3 years ago that we made that significant jump.
The last time his salary was raised would have been October 1st of 2022 with the start of fiscal year 2023, the 9 to 10%.
And that's increase. I'm sorry, I don't think that's correct information. We had a presentation to increase his salary. And Jennifer, can you help me with that?
I think 2019?
Maybe. 19, that sounds 19. Right.
I think you asked when was the last time his salary changed?
When there was a significant, when there was a request like this that was outside of a regular salaried increase that everyone else would have received. It was, his salary was bumped. We need to get that information, I think, too.
Well, to be fair to Mr. Wagner, you didn't ask the question with that specificity.
True.
He answered the question that you asked. So just to be fair, don't correct him about not answering what was in your mind, so just to be fair.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chairman, for the correction. I apologize that that was not stated correctly. It's what I was trying to ask is when the last time his salary outside of a regular cycle was considered, and Jennifer and I have the same recollection that it was probably in
2019. Okay. So I want to explore, Zach, a little bit. You made the comment that you put out like $2,100 for basic ongoing operation for him per person. Is that what we calculated is what the what it's costing if we contracted that out? I'm trying to, the math that you gave me was very overwhelming, 200 on the salary compared to 100 and 320-ish on contracting. Where are we at right now? Are we contracting with him or are we doing an hour?
Right now, he is this is a full-time county position.
Okay.
So a salaried county position.
Okay.
And because we have that position with those credentials, we are not contracting out for autopsy work.
Okay.
We're able to take care of that all in-house.
Yes,
and as a matter of fact, we also provide autopsy services on occasion for Hawaii County, and they reimburse us for that. There is some revenue generated by his work as well.
Okay. All right.
I was just exploring options. If we were to lose this individual, we still need to perform autopsies.
Right.
We still have that responsibility. If we have to go outside to have that done, what does that cost?
Right.
Not only in hard dollars, but in time, in effort, in managing it, being at the mercy of another entity.
Right.
What are the costs if we do lose this individual? And it's $2,000 just for the autopsy service, and we're looking at $160,000 for this year. It's $320,000 right there.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
I'm still confused at this arrangement. So he's a full-time employee, but is not here all the time? Is that what I'm gathering from this, or is that incorrect? He's only here when he needs to do an autopsy and then this related work with that after the fact.
Right, but we don't have a spot for him in the coroner's office, like an office. So he takes all of his stuff back with him to his office where his lab is so he can do the slides. And his secretary that's there actually does the dictations for us free of cost. And all of his lab setup, we don't pay for that either.
Chairman?
Yes?
But he also, Jennifer, has, what else does he do? I don't want to pretend to say. He has another job.
That's something you can ask him. I'm not going to splurge or talk about his private life outside of work.
Well, it would be a professional life.
I'm not going to say.
I think the bottom line could be, Commissioner Van Beek, if there isn't a line of these qualified people wanting to be hired by Kane County, we're looking at this or subcontracting it out per case.
And I understand.
Am I understanding that correctly, or is that inflating what the reality is?
Nationwide, if we were looking for a forensic pathologist, there's less than 500. There's even less pathologists to find. And for the price, like Ada County, for example, they all make over 300,000, between 300 and 320, depending on their position. No one's gonna wanna come work in Canyon County for
158,000.
Chairman?
Yes.
So a couple of things. He is with the St. Alphonsus Group in Nampa, and then, did he approach the county with a request for an increase?
He did.
Chairman, we still have information that as we look at claims and provide substantiation for the request. There's some information that as a person that, like all of us, responds to the taxpayer, we could get additional information to support the request that would be, I think, helpful for me as a commissioner and helpful for the taxpayer. This is, and he is in a specialized area that is a niche market, but it's a 26% jump.
Okay, but yes, Mr. Commissioner Brooks, yes.
Kate, did you, Bosco?
Yes.
Jennifer, like what? Help us out here.
Our comparisons basically are Ada County. You know, Owyhee County can't even find a person or afford a person, so Jennifer's group helps them and contracts with them. Ada County does have three pathologists on staff, and I don't know what hours they work or what they do in their personal time or anything, but their salaries, per Bosco's information, are $330,000 per year, $340,000, and $350,000 for those three individuals. And so we all went into the wrong business.
We
stood in the wrong line at college.
So I'm okay.
Can I make one comment?
You go for it.
Well, you get there.
Yep.
So, Mr. Chairman, I guess where I'm at is I don't want to pay those numbers. I don't want to see the guy walk. But I'm the new guy. I'm a little bit frustrated at like the lack of information I had leading up to this meeting and making a decision like this, because that's a pretty significant jump on top of a significant jump last year, and I have no idea what it was in 2019. I feel like I'm kind of over the barrel here. And I don't want this guy to come forward. I have no idea who he is. If he walked in here, I wouldn't even know. I really don't want to be here like September or this time next year and the guy is going, okay, Ada County just gave their guys a 10% bump and I want another raise kind of thing. Because then that's going to be even harder to swallow. So, and I don't want to pay $2,000 either, because then we might as well hire the Ada County guy per each time if we get to that number. So, I really hate these decisions where you feel like you're backed into a corner.
Chairman.
Yes.
And I'm compassionate, and this is, it's not personal. It's that we're charged, there's an ask that's coming in the middle of a budget year. And I feel like if this is really where we're at market-wise, that we could have additional information, including an analysis on the budget and where we're at with salaries. The statement that there's less than 500. We could have gotten a request from Dr. Kronz. We could have. The last time that we made this in 2019,
but it'd be, the market data. To interrupt, it'd be totally out of protocol to have an employee come directly to the board. I would rather have the EO come to the board than the
sure.
employee. So I don't know that I would concur with that position.
That's one out of 6 points, so we can make them 5 points.
Well, my 5 points is that there's 500 qualified people in the whole United States. Your market pull for having the freedom to make a at-will decision at your leisure may not be the reality that we live in. So I don't like this any better than you do. But I'm a businessman, and if I can hire the guy and own him for $200K, and my contract cost just at what we project would be $340, that's a business decision, and it's simple math. If we had 5,000 qualified personnel that we could call up and get in here and interview, then I would say we got some bargaining room. But I think I concur with Commissioner Brooks that we're really over a barrel.
And the second part of that, Chairman, not to interrupt, but is that he's frustrated by the lack of information that's brought for the board to make a decision on. We have, I would like, and we're trying to get to that, and there's no criticism, it's not a blame, it's that if we're gonna come and make those kinds of financial investments, that to have enough substantiation for this board to, and I don't even have what I feel like is an assurance that we're talking apples to apples between Ada County and Canyon County. I don't know that. So the I don't knows, that's not how I've run my district one seat. I appreciate what we've got, and I appreciate as much information as we can get on the record so that we can answer to the taxpayer why we made a decision. But to have people here, didn't get information, that's a tough one.
Could we meet in the middle? Could we get a narrative written so we could have that for us to make a decision rather than have all of this verbal and substantiate some of those projections in a narrative? Would that be a possibility? I
if you want me to write it all down on a piece of paper, I can. I don't think it's going to change.
I think it would give Commissioner Van Beek and perhaps Commissioner Brooks, I'm speaking for them, but if this could be part and parcel of the public record in writing instead of going through the audio to think what in the world did those three bozos do this time, it would support with transparency the position that we found ourselves in, right?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I personally don't need anything in writing. Like, I can read the resolution. I see where it mentions Ada County and what they're being paid and whatnot. I got my answer verbally because I specifically asked Kate, like, if when you initially open this, something like this, it's kind of a big shock. So if that was in writing initially, so I didn't have to call it out in the meeting, that would have been different. At this point, I don't need that. I mean, I can make a decision now. It's just a little sticker shock when you initially get to this point,
right?
With just opening the resolution, like, Chairman, does that make sense? Okay.
Yes.
I still think where you were going works for me because. You know, you always say it's a new day, things are changing. And so to have the substantiation presented to the board that supports what we're doing, it is transparent to the taxpayer. I appreciate the audio record that's been made, but to have those documents so that people, where we've changed, and our chief has been instrumental in that. But if they go to the commissioner's agenda and they look at why we're doing this, that documentation would be great. So what we're talking about, if 160 is our number that we're projecting, the cost then is $1,250 on an autopsy if on a $200,000 annual salary as opposed to $2,000. So there's ways to represent the cost savings and that we're doing our homework as an office or a department when we present to the board. And I think that's really where it is that we're trying to go. Even the numbers that there's less than 500 in the state or in the nation, I would still like to see an analysis on the budget, and I still would like to see where we're at. That's been a question for me this whole budget year because we continue to come back with the requests, and I'm not saying they're not legitimate, but we don't have an analysis of where we're at on that salary portion, which was significant. So to give feedbacks to taxpayers that it feels like we're blowing past all the barricades of a approved final budget. So we either have that information, or it doesn't make sense to me to continue to do it without a complete analysis. So I would appreciate the feedback that you've requested.
Would it be possible to do in the next couple of days and come back by Thursday or Wednesday?
Okay. I can work on something.
Okay.
And if we could also, Chairman, look at the, you know, that's just for the board because there's history there that. As you've pointed out, the annual increases are different than what that last significant increase was. Okay.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, the year-to-date actuals compared to budget is readily available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week in power plant. There are some budgetary savings in the coroner's office. I believe it'll be very close whether this would fall within what was already approved for the budget. There have been multiple midstream, mid-year salary adjustments made during fiscal year 2023 for other offices. When Jennifer came to me, it was not rainbows and sunshine. It was a difficult conversation. It is a difficult place to be in, no doubt about it. But I believe, as you said very well, Mr. Chairman, it's a business operational decision. And the county absolutely has the financial resources to make this happen. I've stated that with other mid-year changes. I'll state it again here for this proposed change as well. It's a business decision to keep the public's business moving forward.
I would ask that you give the doctor, it's the position of this board, we aren't saying yes, we aren't saying no, we'd like to have it more documented in writing and bring it back to us. And we can check with staff whether Wednesday or Thursday works. Basically, this is a continuation of today's business for this, so we don't need the 48-hour notice. So as soon as you can get that done.
Can I ask?
Yes.
What are we asking for in clarification?
Thank you.
Well, ask Commissioner Van Beek.
Thank you, Chairman. If Kate has any more, so we're looking at the same thing to the same thing on market data. I don't know if you do or not, but I didn't hear certainty because I'm not interested in Dr. Kranz's personal life. I'm interested in if we're looking at, are these full-time people exclusively for Ada County? Are they contracted? Basically, we have a full-time position.
But it does, that's information that doesn't matter.
Okay.
So I'll just say why. I'm not wanting to be derogatory. We either have a warm-blooded body to take this position or we don't. And we can't make decisions based off of what Ada County is, whether they're full-time or not. It's the position that we're offering for here.
Okay. Can we get the information that we had on the last salary increase? Are you okay with that?
Mr. Chairman,
yeah.
Commissioner Van Beek, before making a motion on the decision, the resolution in front of us?
And Commissioner Brooks, here's my point in this, is that if we make a decision before we have, and I understand I could have gone to there, I'm asking for an analysis on the budget information where you think the savings could possibly be. If you bring that, I know we can print those and export those on an Excel spreadsheet out. Okay. Here's our anticipated costs. I think Jennifer runs a great office, and if she can project those and show us where that would be helpful. I could look it up here. That's going to take time. I want the prep work ahead of time, I guess is what I'm saying, because I think that's fair to the taxpayer, it's fair to your office, and it's fair to our financial position. I understand we have the cash. We say that on many of these. We're in a good position financially. But that analysis on the budget, the analysis on where we're at with the salaries, those two would be important to me. And then something for the record that says, this is our cost savings per autopsy. That's what we're looking at. And here's 500 people or less nationally. That kind of information, if that's attached in a document, it doesn't have to be huge. Less sometimes is more, as I ramble on. But I want the information when it comes to the board.
You could do it like as a whereas statement.
Yep.
In the motion. We could form it like that.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Commissioner, are you wanting this information before you're willing to vote on the resolution before us?
I think that's the most transparent way.
Mr. Chairman, I am not in favor of waiting.
Could you, all right. As a possibility, could you make the motion contingent to be, let me think.
Could we add the documentation to the agenda after the fact? Are you still, that's not transparent in your opinion?
In my opinion, I believe that the board needs the information like this so that, and we have it on the audio. We're just trying to figure out in this change process.
Well, I think the controller also told us that we have the information available in PowerPlan. So I can't sit here and say that I'm going to wait to vote on this because of information that was already available to me.
And so, Commissioner Brooks, my question would be then, can you provide the information on where we're at with the budgeted salaries? Because the now information is now that I'm hearing that we're going to be close.
I can't, but I'll take the controller's word for it.
And that's, and I appreciate that, and there's no, I just think that information is relevant to the conversation.
And I think both of us have made it abundantly clear that we feel like we have had a lack of information, either from our own not looking it up or not being provided to us, that if this were to happen in a future meeting, that it will be provided.
Chairman, that would be your call. That's a toss it back over to you.
Hint, hint.
Kate, can you support us with that in a written narrative for us within the next couple days if we're considering this motion, whether however this motion may or may not go?
Yeah.
Could you pledge to give us that?
I wrote this resolution. I can revise it and add more.
Okay.
The facts that we have presented here verbally.
Okay.
Chairman.
Yes.
And I do appreciate that. There are going to be people, given the budget year that we have and the increases last year, that are going to be, hopefully, that's the right thing. We want people involved in looking at, and this is not an incidental position. This is a critical position for the coroner. It's critical to the services in the county. And so as much as we can do to support that, thank you for the work and thank you for agreeing to augment that document.
Commissioner Brooks, if she's able to bring that in as an addendum to this motion, and Commissioner Van Beek, if she's able to do that for us, she's just given us her commitment to do that, would you be able to consider the resolution or the motion before that, the draft that's presented, knowing that it will be augmented with this additional in writing?
Absolutely.
Okay. Would that be helpful, Commissioner Van Beek, in,
yes,
in considering that?
Yes, I think
that?
It would.
Okay, I think we've got to a good place then. And I think it does make it more transparent than what we were presented at the beginning of the meeting.
Thank
you for working through that. Well, if that's the case, then I would make a motion to move that we authorize this, knowing that HR is going to come back in and augment this and attach it as an addendum to this motion today with the details in writing to be put in. Can we say within the next 72 hours, 3 days? Is that?
No problem.
That's no problem. Okay. And I'd make a motion with that understanding to consider this with that additional being written in as an addendum attached to this decision today. So I make that motion.
You're moving to approve that?
I'm moving to approve that with that nuance that all of that's going to be added back in addition to what's presented here.
I second.
Okay, is there any additional conversation? Debate? Okay. Okay, so the motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. So, second agenda item is consider resolution approving compensation increase for the facilities director position. How are you today?
Great.
Good for you.
He just sat through that. He doesn't want to answer.
I know.
I'm just going to ask some additional people to join.
Oh, yeah, no worries. Come on up. All right.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah.
Take it away.
Chairman, commissioners, thank you very much for having us here today. As you know, we've had some turnover in at one of our board departments, with Weed and Pest being vacant, the director position being vacant since March 17th. And we have a very capable and qualified candidate who has maintained the facilities department as well as picked up the responsibilities and actually moved the Weed and Pest Department forward further in the last 8 to 10 weeks than the prior director did in multiple years. And so with that, I have recognized that our pay is out of alignment for the responsibilities that he is now shouldering. In addition to the duties here, combining two departments, the staffing he has added to staff, he has looked at revenue projections, he is doing the budget for this entire extra department for FY24. Rick is also looking into the certifications that are required for a leader within that Weed and Pest area. And we've done other comparable salaries for other entities. The comparable position at Ada County is currently at 135. With class specs, actually similar. There are a few extra things that the person at Ada does, but we do have we're very fortunate to have such talent here. And so I am requesting a 25% salary increase for the director of facilities to 108,097 for the remainder of this year and then moving forward for FY24.
Okay. When would it become effective?
I would like, because the way the payroll falls, we can still implement this for May 1st. So we could backdate it just for last week. There was no additional compensation requested or approved 8 weeks ago when Rick took over this and has been successful in all this time.
Okay. Sure. Yes.
And thank you, Rick. You've done a really good job picking that up, and the salary number that you gave on this resolution is 80% of the Ada County salary.
Yes.
So that is commensurate with what we have done looking at other, and Rick, you manage about 40 people, I think, and I'm always willing to learn and easy to work with, and you're well spoken of by offices and departments in the county. I support this salary change as presented.
Okay, discussion.
Somebody smart in the legislature once told me don't get in the way of a good motion, so I support it too.
Clarification, did you make a motion or are you just voicing that you're in agreement with the proposal?
I will make the motion that we approve this change to the base salary of the director for facilities because of the additional functions assigned and in the acquisition of the Weed and Pest Department. And so the responsibilities, there's a consensus, I believe, to backdate that to May 1st to make that effective, and that's my motion.
Okay.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Nice.
All right.
Thank you, Rick.
No, thank you. Richard, thanks for the help.
We have one more position, so.
Oh, one more. Don't walk away.
This is doesn't involve money right now.
They all involve money, one way or the other.
It's even swap for money.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Which is, it's basically just a title change.
Okay.
That we had a PCN that was a floor care specialist. That individual has retired from Canyon County, has gone to work at Costco for equal money. So that just said, had to say that. And benefits. But so we would like to take that PCN and make it a housekeeper to provide more flexibility and latitude for the facilities department to staff and train their individuals. They need the position and they need a person in that, and may have someone who focuses on floor care and even quasi-specializes, but not a full position that is exclusively floor care.
I see. Makes sense.
All housekeepers will have some floor care responsibility, and the person who does predominantly floor care will have other responsibilities in the case of absences or other needs.
Chairman?
Yes.
Thank you for the information. And as you've indicated, the salary ranges from the Minutemen and Max are the same for both PCNs. So I am in favor of the job title and the job description. Rick understands what the needs are of his department and utilizes that well. So I'm in favor. I could be a motion if you would like me to.
I would love for that.
And I move that we approve that job title and job description for maintenance from one floor care specialist to one housekeeper.
Okay. I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. All right.
Thank you so much.
Commissioners, would you be favorable to move up the 2 o'clock to consider it right now, and we will then go back to the resolutions granting new and renewal alcoholic beverage licenses. Would that be okay?
Just this once, Mr. Chairman.
Just this once, just because of who we're trying to get out of the room. So there we go.
This needs to get done too, though. I got a buddy on the list.
We'll write them and let them know you are the reason.
The Weezer motion.
Come on up. All right. Consider Lila. Yes, but what does it all mean?
Ready? All right, Chairman Holton, Commissioners, as you know, I'm Brian Stender, Kent County Assessor, and Kimber Esquita is with me, our DMV supervisor. Her team is missing her. Especially today. Mondays and Fridays are the worst days to go to the DMV because everybody wants to go to the DMV on Mondays and Fridays.
I'll be darned. Yep. Okay.
Insider trading tip, go on a Thursday.
All right. Got it. Yeah, it did. It did. It's good.
Okay, Chairman Holton, Commissioners, House Bill 85 was passed through the legislature this year. The assessor group worked in collaboration with ITD starting about this time last year. And we ended up coming up with an idea to have a fixed title fee, but realistically we ended up with this, which if you look at the House bill with the underline on it, in law, there was already section 3 that is allowing us to establish a registration fee. So with different costs in each county, being the operational cost being a little bit different, we went this route. So there will be some variation from county to county, but it's a positive for us because the $3 by statute that we currently receive for the titles wasn't covering the cost of our services. So what I did today is, or what I put together for you is, in the next packet, the top page has Canyon Title admin fee. So what we're working on is by June 1st, we need, if we're going to, if you all have the political will to establish a title admin fee, today we'd like to request that you do to help cover the services out there. But I'll walk through this calculator that we have. I didn't number the pages, shoot, I'm sorry. But we'll make it work. I think I have titles on each of the pages. So we start off with, let's call this one the calculator page, the very top page.
Mm-hmm.
If you pull up the total title transactions, it is a page that actually has number one on the bottom, but it shouldn't be number one. In fiscal year 2022, we had 7,802 titles that we processed, the Kimbrough's team processed out there. And so far in fiscal year 23, the first 6 months, they've processed 36,104. So what I did, I compared the first 6 months, October through March of fiscal year 22 and fiscal year 23. And then for the first green box on the calculator page, I took the 79,800 times 95%. So it looks like the interest rates have slowed down. Vehicle purchases a little bit. People aren't moving here quite as fast. They're still moving here, but not like we've had. So we've built in a little bit of cushion there. We've done some studies, and it looks like we can do about 5 transactions an hour for the title transactions. That's the green, the next green box on the calculator page, that second box. So that leaves us with 15,162 hours needed to process all the titles coming into our office. So that's quite a bit, right? Then in the next green box on that calculator page, each year we have 2,080 hours. And then if you pull up the productivity adjustment, not all the hours that our employees are there are allocated to directly working on the frontline counter, right? So we have an offset on that productivity adjustment page. There's a breakup box on the right side that has breaks. They have time that they cash out. They have sick time, vacation time, and then time for, we have a weekly meeting once a week in the morning out there. And then you total that up, and I kind of rounded it with the 26 hours to get 520 hours, which ends up about being 25% of the year out there. So we end up about 75% of the time our employees are dedicated to working on the counter processing transactions. So if you divide, or if you multiply 75% into the 2,080, you get 1,560 hours. So that would attribute 9¾ employees towards processing all those titles. Now our labor cost, there's a labor cost sheet. Average wage rate has a big black bar in it. I had all the employees' names on it, and then I just covered them up. So the average wage out there is $21.37 an hour. Talked to Zach, and he had a rough estimate of about 50% of the labor cost was attributed to benefits out there. We have a lot of the $18 to $19 an hour. The wage bump helped.
Yeah.
Helped less than some of the turnover out there. So our average employee cost is $66,674. Total cost of employees was just the 9.75 times that 66,674 gives you $650,000. So gives us an employee cost per transaction of $8.58. And we already received $3. So that leaves $5.58. So basically what we're asking today is for you guys to set the fee at $5.50.
Chairman?
Yes.
But there's nothing that I can see in the statute information of the House Bill 85. You'll get a year to figure out how close you came on your projections, on your hours, and what it costs. See, what I'm saying is, if you're still coming up short, you could come back and ask for something to meet the expense.
So, Chairman Holm, Commissioner Bramby, good question. So we should be looking at this annually, this one and the registration one.
Mm-hmm.
We're in a constantly changing environment out there. Mm-hmm. We're in the end of September, we lose the next phase of revenue cut from ITD. So we'll lose the mail-in transactions. So we're each month, we're looking at what our walk-in traffic flow is and the registration transactions and the title transactions. So we're hoping to get this done by June 1st. That's ITD requested that we provide them with our title admin fee number by then. And then it'll become effective July 1st. That's when the law goes in effect. So they'll have the programming in place to have everything go live July 1st. And then we'll see what happens through the end of the year, because we have, not only are we losing revenue for the renew by mail, if you buy a new vehicle from a dealer, some of the dealers here on Idaho Center Boulevard, you can do all the paperwork right there at the dealership. So we're going to eventually lose some of the transactions attributed to those, or the revenue attributed to those transactions as well. So Kimber has a very changing the demand, the supply of employees. It's her job is not very fun right now.
But she does a great job.
That's not true. She does do a great job.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
You have 558. Why are you only asking for 550?
He's making changes horrible.
It's just a nice, easy round number. It's okay. It's close. We can't charge more, but we can charge less.
Okay.
Chairman.
So it's close enough.
Well, we think.
Okay.
Yes.
Brian, just help me out, or Kimber, on your average wage rate, it's weighted because of tenure, not because one job is different. I mean, you have people out there in registration all processing the same things, but for what you need done, you don't have a designated person at $25 an hour. Everybody's the same. It's where they're out on the...
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, Kimber's included in that calculation. Our other assistant supervisor, our leads. Yeah, everybody's in there.
Okay. Chairman?
Yes.
And I think it's interesting that you're in here. Yes, did you want to say something?
I ran this by Carl. He's our chief deputy on our side, civil side. And he got meetings double booked. And he didn't have any red flags that he saw, so.
Yeah. Chairman?
Yes.
Brian, thank you for the breakdown of information and the substantiation that you've provided with your reporting. You always bring things in. And Kimber, you're a privilege at Canyon County to have your tenure and the way that you supervise employees. I want to say it on the record that you make Brian's job out there easier. I know that's true. And you're just a really good supervisor. So you're worth highlighting, because you mentor people. You don't just supervise. You mentor and you care about your department. And that comes through everywhere. Mm-hmm. So... thank you for documenting what it is you've done and the breakdown and how you've gotten there, the matchup with statute. I personally appreciate it all, including the paper, and it makes it easy when you're coming.
Did you just take a dig at
it? No, not really.
That was. That hurt.
But when you're coming in and asking for the board to help you get to where you need to be, this documentation is readily available to the public, and it doesn't make it so that there's a lot of question asking in the aftermath. You're prepared and you have the questions ready to go. I'm in support.
I have a comment that I'll get back to the little old lady and the fixed income about to lose her home that's totally paid for in 1987. It galls me that she has to pay 3 cents per title action. In other words, you calculated that the cost was $558. Put it in as $558. I don't care if it doesn't cha-ching well for the public. If it's a user-based fee, let's let it be a user-based fee. And your math and your presentation is great. And I would appreciate if you save these documents in your system, and when we come back at the next time, it's this same format except for a future data. And then the taxpayer can see that as they look on our public records and our business, that's what it was back in, you know, May 10th or whatever, and whether you have to do this again in the fall or if it's clear from a year from now, it's all based off of the same thing. But I would strongly suggest that we leave it at the 558, and because that's what the numbers support. Otherwise, somebody else is paying those 3 cents per tile. And very, you know, I don't know what the percentage is in our population, but let's say that it's only 25% of our population gets to actually own a title of a vehicle. Everybody else can only dream about it, right? Everybody in a big family, only mom and dad probably have the title. The rest of the kids that drive the car all the time, they don't have the title. They aren't paying for it. So I just rather that the user pays the fee as we identify it to be.
Chairman?
Okay. There's my 3 cents.
Yeah. There you go.
And I think there's a lot of benefit and transparency in what you're saying. It's accountability to the taxpayer, so that adage, good enough, close enough for government work. Really, I mean, as employees manage, or as workers managing the taxpayers' dollars, I think your point's well taken. It's 3 cents, but it's 3 cents. We're supposed to charge what it costs, not more and not less. And that's what the assessors put on the record. So it makes it easy then to defend if we're going to have someone question why we're doing that. I don't care, like you, that it's an odd amount. I care that we can say this is the amount that it costs, and we're not asking anybody to subsidize it. We're covering that. So I'm in support. And
yeah, I have a couple questions now. Number one, I have no idea where you're coming up with 3 cents.
It's because it's 5.58.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry. Oh. My mistake.
Because
I'm 5 cents short of a full deal.
What's the percentage of transactions, like a card to cash? Because, I mean, I heard your answer. We don't want to deal with change. Can we at least... could we then go to 560? Do we have a year worth of...
You can't support...
But he doesn't know that yet, really. I mean, this is...
The end user pays that, so...
Yeah.
The end user chooses to pay that. If he shows up with a debit card, he pays the $2. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm sorry. No, like, you doing change, you know, what are the percentage of people like me that come in with a card versus the percentage of people that come in and just hand you a $10 bill, $20 bill?
Oh, good question.
For it.
So we're probably close to a third of the people still pay cash.
Okay. So do we have enough wiggle room time-wise? You could do 560, so we're not dealing with pennies?
Oh, I see what you're
to
saying.
To figure out that 560 was too much or not enough, or...
Chairman, I think we should do what other businesses are doing. Ask if they want to round up and just...
Personally, for me, I think it should be just $6. But...
That was my recommendation.
Can you justify that, Brian? Can you get there at $6?
I can go relook at some numbers. I think if I took out the 75%, or I mean the 95% adjustment on the... If you look at... the blue and red graph.
Right.
So October, the red graph is fiscal year 2023. November was a huge discrepancy, and December was a huge discrepancy. Yeah. But February and March, the last 2 months, were a little bit higher in transactions. So maybe if I backed off the that 95% multiplier, it might change the numbers a little. If you bear with me, I'll... Were you all following that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. This is a curveball I wasn't expecting.
You should have just done what Kimber said.
Yeah, you should have done what Kimber said.
Well,
hire good staff and not listen to them. I don't know.
So our deal with ITD... the plan we came up with was $6. So the overall title fee right now is $14. So if we had our admin fee at $6, it would be $20 even.
Dollar bill.
Oh.
But the numbers, kind of come out to what they are, though, is what.
My plan was to raise the title fee to $20. So it was there, and it didn't look like there was an admin fee in it. It was just flat across because the workload has been transferred to us. But the legislature wouldn't pass that, so.
The chairman, if the assessor's reasoning is correct and these are one-offs on October and November, then it's pretty close. And then if you looked at what you were ahead in February and March, it's possible that the last 6 months you could continue to meet or exceed the number of transactions.
Well, I'm interested too, like, where's the actual, I guess, application of this new law? I mean, is ITD developing rules associated with this, or where's your?
No, this is as simple as it is. Just now in the old days, you used to get your renewal notice had lines on it saying what individual items consisted in that fee. Now you get one flat fee.
So who's verifying whether or not your fee is so high that you're making money off of it versus it's exactly as close as you reasonably can get to for what it actually costs?
You will be. Carl already kind of reviewed the methodology, and then the auditor's office looks at it down the road, and then the big auditor looks at it. The big auditor. The outside auditor.
Is that what it says on his desk?
The big auditor.
The independent auditor, we've had numbers and we've had to pull up title transactions. ITD, Kimber notified them that we were receiving funds that we shouldn't have through the whole GEM rollover. It took, a year for them to figure out that they should have been holding on to some of the revenue we were getting.
So it sounds like for simplicity's sake, you could say $6 and...
Would you make a motion?
Figure it out. Well,
it has to go through the calculator, because we can only charge...
Right. But you're...
Who supplied the calculator? Maybe that'll answer my question, so.
You're making...
Did you generate the calculator?
Heck yeah, and it went through the legislature looking at it. We've enhanced it a little bit since then.
Okay.
I should have brought my computer.
I'm with you. You're, you know, if I showed up and I had a $20 bill or I had to make change.
And I agree with you, Chairman. I'm in favor of it.
Makes sense to me.
Better than making sense.
Ba-dum-bum.
Well, so much could be said, but the filter's on.
I know.
I'm trying to calculate it. History lessons. Title fee hasn't been raised since the late 90s.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. A lot of things have changed since.
Well, Chairman, you could make some argument there that inflationary costs for that period from the 90s were way behind.
Yeah.
Okay, so if I take out the 95% on the top, then it changes the number of people that we need.
And Chairman, Brian, I understand what you're saying, but with the history lesson that we just got.
Oh, yeah, no, we just have to be able to justify it.
Okay. Yeah. So you need us to be patient for a few more minutes.
Right.
Or do you want us to pass it?
Just modify some of those.
If you can give me a couple minutes,
we can.
I'll run back over if you'll do the beer and wine thing, and then we can come back.
Which one did you want passed?
We'll see you in a minute.
Come on. Oh, wait. Okay. It's too far to walk.
Yes.
we don't even technically.
Commissioners, if it would be agreeable to you, could we put this agenda item on hold temporarily and go back to the beverage licenses? Would
yes,
that be
I'm
okay?
In favor.
All
yes,
right.
Sir.
All right. Make a note in the record that we're going to recess on that topic and go back to the licenses. So I would entertain discussion or a motion on these.
Chairman.
Yes.
I have the action item to consider resolutions granting the new and renewal, but I don't have a breakout of which is historically what we've had, so I'm a little bit not knowing what to approve.
Mr. Chair, there's one new at the bottom
there's
of the list.
There's one new at the bottom, and the rest are just
I see.
All,
thank yeah. you for the clarification. So, Chairman, I move that we approve the new alcohol beverage license to Rizzoni's Pizza as presented.
Okay, so you're separating that out
yes.
first. Okay, all right. Discussion.
I second.
All right, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Oh.
And we'll need to know, is the rest of the list?
The renewals.
They're just the renewals. There's no liquor licenses in this batch. Is that right?
They're all beer, wine, liquor. It's an assortment of different.
Because we had them pulled out separate in all of the earlier meetings.
We're kind of getting to that point in the month where I gotta get them on the agenda. So they're
gotcha.
Kind of being put.
All right.
All right, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, time is
I move license. That we approve the renewal for beer, alcohol, wine, beverage licenses as listed on the agenda for May 8th.
I'll second.
Okay, motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Unanimously.
Okay.
When are they done? When are they due, Jen?
End of the month.
So there'll be a few more coming through.
I have a stack on my desk.
That's why you work around like you're an important person, right?
Well, no.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, I think we just recess until the assessor returns.
Sure.
We can do that.